This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Translating it as
200 plus countries, brother. 200 plus countries.
Brother,
establishing 200 plus
children,
countries.
You translated, so you translated the word Zurriyatul Baghaya as the children of women of ill conduct. What do you understand from that?
Yes.
Guess what?
Guess what?
Yes,
I want to know what it means.
You found the page.
Yes,
Ahmed.
I found the page. Yes, go on.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna now explain what Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself meant by Zurriyatul Baghaya, okay? In his own words in Arabic, okay? Okay? Hello?
Yeah, go on, continue, please.
Okay, you're not responding for some reason.
No, I can hear you, please.
Can you see the second paragraph? Can you read Arabic?
Yes, I can read Arabic.
Read the second paragraph.
وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ هُوَ مِنْ وُلْدِ الْحَلَالِ وَلَيْسَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ الْبَغَايَ وَنَسْلِ الدَّجَّالِ.
Okay. Now, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ هُوَ مِنْ وُلْدِ الْحَلَالِ. What does this mean, Mansoor? You can explain to us. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ هُوَ مِنْ وُلْدِ الْحَلَالِ. No, but actually I'm going to read their own translation. The Ahmadi translation from their own book. I'm going to read it. Aur janna chahiye ke har ek shakhs jo walde halal hai aur kharab auraton aur dajjal ki nasl mein se nahi hai. Okay, wait. Kharab auraton, wait. Kharab durriyatul baghaya. Okay, wait. Durriyatul baghaya, your own Qadiani Ahmadi translation states kharab auraton.
Mm-hmm.
What does kharab auraton mean in Urdu?
What does kharab auraton? You're reading Urdu. You think kharab auraton means Urdu?
You know, what does kharab auraton mean in Urdu?
It means what it means, what you're saying.
Brother, exactly. What does it mean in Urdu? Kharab auraton. Kharab auraton se kya matlab hai Urdu mein?
Kharab auraton.
खराब औरतें क्या? किस तरह खराब? उनकी टांग खराब है, उनका मुंह खराब है, बाजू खराब है, क्या खराब है? खराब औरतें.
The conduct is
what
not
does
right.
It mean? Let me come back in English. खराब औरतें. I mean the Qadiani, the Ahmadi translation states rotten women. Rotten
yes.
women. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Rotten. How?
May listen. Who is this about?
Your Ahmadi translation.
The most important point.
Your Ahmadi translation of your own prophet.
Yes.
Using the word Dhurriyatul Baghaya translates it as rotten women, children of rotten women. Rotten in what sense?
Rotten. Where are you taking
kharab? Kharab. What is the meaning of kharab? What is the meaning of kharab?
Kharab here doesn't mean rotten. It means their conduct.
Okay, now you're helping me. Good, mashallah.
Yeah, so
ill conduct woman, yes?
So why are you saying kharab as? I don't know.
Good, mashallah. I'm glad you're helping me. So that means
immoral women.
Women of ill conduct, correct?
Yes, go on.
Yes? Okay, yes. Women, children of women of ill conduct, what does that mean? Children.
It means what it means.
Women of ill conduct. What does that mean?
My brother, it means what it means.
What does it mean?
I don't need to give you tafsir. You think I need to give you tafsir on it?
Okay. Children of women of ill conduct, as you have yourself translated the words of your own prophet, false prophet, Dhurriyatul Baghaya.
Alhamdulillah,
true prophet. You are translating it as
200 plus countries, my brother. 200 plus countries.
Brother.
We're establishing 200 plus
children,
countries.
You translated the word Zurriyatul Baghaya as the children of women of ill conduct. What do you understand from that?
Yes.
Guess what?
I want to know what it means because
it's
I don't
exactly
speak Urdu that much.
The same translation of Utullin Ba'da Dhalika Zanim.
Brother, look. Now everyone can see Ahmad is running away. Ahmad came very brave to this life and he said, "You are a liar. You're lying against the Prophet." He used the word Dhurriyatul Baghaya. I pulled out one of his own writings, where he explains what he means by Dhurriyatul Baghaya. And their own translation translates it as children of women of ill conduct, according to Ahmad. In Urdu, it says kharab aurtein, That means bad women. That means women of bad character. Women of bad character, what we call prostitutes. So when I said in that conversation that Mirza was calling others kanjriyon ke bache, which I translated as prostitutes' children, that's qualified directly by your own translation of his words, Dhurriyatul Baghaya.
Okay, now can I respond?
Before you respond,
yes.
Have I stated correctly everything?
No, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because no, Messiah, I'll tell you why. Because Prophet Muhammad Islam has not used the same translation everywhere for the word.
Oh, okay,
because
but here,
let me tell you the difference. Let me tell you the difference. It's very interesting. It's going to increase your knowledge. It's going to increase your knowledge. Trust me, please.
Okay, I'm sure
it's
it will.
Help you. Trust
but
me.
Before you increase my knowledge, you increase my knowledge, here he means bastard children, correct?
Yes, that's what it says there. Yes, exactly.
Okay, so, brilliant. Yes. So you brought the term Dhurriyatul Baghaya to me, claiming that I lied on your prophet because he uses the word in Aynai Kamalate Islam. He uses the word Dhurriyatul Baghaya. So I translated those words as children of prostitutes. You said you're lying because that's not what he's saying. He's saying other things in other places, translating the same words in different ways. I pulled out one of your own translations words.
5 minutes,
giving, bro. Giving the meaning.
It's not a lecture,
I was
man.
Giving in my claim. So now it is clear that your prophet, your false prophet, was calling people bastard children.
The only
anyone. Okay. Now, but by that virtue,
let me speak now.
By that virtue, let me finish.
Enough.
Let me finish.
Okay.
By
quickly,
that virtue,
too
by
much,
that virtue. He called multiple people this. I have multiple references where he's calling people Waldul Haram, Haram Zade, Halal Zade Nahi hai.
Okay, can I respond?
Wait. He's using, brother. Yes. Let me finish.
No, you're giving a khutbah, bro. It's not a khutbah. Like you've spoken for like 15 minutes.
Let me finish.
Your brother should tell you, man.
He is using creative language to say the same thing in different words, in different languages. He knew Persian, he knew Urdu, and he knew Arabic. And he was using all three languages to convey the same swear word, which is a bastard child. And now, because he called all these multiple people children of prostitutes or bastard children, he did not produce any four witnesses for any of those cases to prove his case. Because in Sharia, in Islam, if you call someone a bastard child, or if you call a woman, any woman, Muslim or non-Muslim, any woman, especially when she hasn't done any crime, especially when she's not the one who has hurt you, it were the children. But if you call the mother a prostitute and don't produce four witnesses, okay, you are, to say the least, a liar of the highest grade in Islam. You will be lashed 80 times. Okay. And
where are the four witnesses for Utul bin Ba'da Dhalika Zanim?
Let me finish.
Where are the four witnesses for Utul bin Ba'da Dhalika Zanim? You're wrong. Your whole concept is incorrect. Your whole concept is flawed, my brother.
Let me finish.
No, you're not finishing though. You're taking 15 minutes.
I'm finishing right now.
Okay, please.
And your testimony, because you did not produce witnesses for accusing chaste woman of unchastity, just because you don't like the children, you're calling them prostitutes, you have to produce four witnesses. If you don't, then you are a liar. You're a liar, and your testimony will never be accepted in any Islamic court, let alone a testimony as a prophet. So Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, by that virtue, was a liar. He was a false prophet, and his testimony cannot be accepted in any basic Islamic court, let alone as a prophet of Allah.